This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And let's go live to Salem State Representative Virgil Osborne. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We are watching the rain this morning, and in Salem, watching a lot of activity going on. I know it's certainly a busy time, and I wanted to start out because being a newer lawmaker, still getting used to things up there, I understand that one of the bills you've been working on has made it through the House. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's actually some good news, Kyle. I posted that on my social media as well. I'm really happy about it. So I had a bill, House Bill 3148, that I introduced. It had been introduced prior to me being here by my predecessor, but never got out of committee. I'm not even sure it actually got a hearing, but it's a search and rescue bill. And what the bill does is it allows officers to have to get a subpoena, which allows us to get more information up front going into a search, potentially people that are involved, you know, with the disappearance of the person that you're searching. You can actually now ask for a subpoena to get information from them and get more information on where to start the search. Anyway, the good news is it passed out of committee, out of judicial with a unanimous vote. And then yesterday we actually heard it on the House floor, and it got unanimous votes on the House floor too. So now it heads to the Senate, which I expect it'll do well over there, and hopefully right after that to the governor's desk, and we will have another tool in our bag for looking for lost people, finding them.
Very few pieces of legislation, certainly these days in Salem, get through unanimously, so you've got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I'm very happy about it. We worked really hard, my staff here in my office. We did a lot of follow-up with it. We had testimony from Brad O'Dell, Lieutenant O'Dell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. And I should say Douglas County was primarily the ones, we were the ones pushing for this bill, although we had broad support across the state from all of the sheriff's associations to get this bill through. So that's part of what I come up here for. When we're working up here, you look for ways to get your stuff done, and anything that can help our county is certainly high on my priority.
Now, this time of year, this part of the session, I imagine you get into the kind of the period where you have some really long days, really long sessions.
Yeah, so we've finally gone to longer days. I should start out by saying there is good news. We have reached the chamber deadline, so we're past our halfway point in session, so we have until sign die, which is June 30th. But 860 bills have died. They will not make it to the floor for a vote. There are 492 left. So on the House side, we have 1,352 bills. Don't quote me exactly, but 1,352 bills introduced. And again, 860 of those have died, which unfortunately, some of those were really good bills. Some of those were our bills that we had for school safety. When we did the bill pull a couple of weeks ago, trying to get some of those bills alive, and the Democrats wouldn't let it. But it is nice to know that we're not dealing with quite as many bills and quite as much junk coming through. But yes, the floor sessions have gone long. We are now in session until 6 o'clock. Last night, I think I got out of the building around 7 o'clock, and we start out in the mornings around 7 o'clock. So long days, Kyle.
What about gun legislation in Douglas County? That gets a lot of attention. And I know the last time we talked, there were some things there that you had some concerns about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start out the conversation with Measure 113, consequences of measures. So elections have consequences and ballots have consequences. And last year in 2022, when the Oregonians passed Measure 113, it blocked our legislators from being able to walk out. You actually can have 10, you can miss 10 floor sessions before you're not eligible to be a legislator anymore in the following term. Now, I think, unfortunately, when people voted that in, I don't think they realized what that meant. That means if the speaker decides tomorrow that he wants to pass a bill and all of your Republicans walk out because they don't want to vote on the bill, he can close the session and then he can open up a new one 10 minutes later, and he can do that for the rest of the day. So you technically could lose all 25 Republicans if we walked out for one day, although it's kind of an extreme move, but if we walked out for one day on a bill to try to avoid it, you could lose your entire Republican caucus in a day. I don't think people realize that. I think the intent was 10 legislative days. That is not how the bill read. So that's a concern. And the reason that's a concern is because now we're looking, we're staring down the barrel of House Bill 2005, which is probably the most restrictive gun control bill that we have had, at least certainly in my memory. It's questionable as to a lot of what's on the bill is actually constitutional. And I would argue that majority of it is not. And we will argue that. And we do have a strategy to try to defeat these bills. But right now, House Bill 2005 is on our docket to come up for a House vote sometime in the next week.
What are the particular ramifications of it that are maybe the most troubling to you?
You know, I spoke out against the original bill, which was part of it was House Bill 2006. Now they've taken 2005, 2006, 2007. They've actually combined it into one omnibus bill. But 2006 was the part of the bill that eliminated people under 21 from being able to purchase a gun. And it also went into the calibers. And it, basically what it did was it said, you can go hunting. We'll allow you to be a hunter, but you can only buy certain calibers and certain actions of rifles. And you had to obviously have your, you know, adult guardian, you know. So to me, it was like, okay, you can be 18 years old and we'll send you off to war to defend our country and we'll teach you how to shoot an M16. But when you come home, if you're 19, you can't go hunting for deer because you're not old enough to purchase a gun. It's absolutely unconstitutional and unethical in so many ways. That was probably the one that bothered me the most. 2005 originally was a ghost gun ban, which also is unconstitutional. The people that put these bills together did not understand what they were doing when they wrote these up, and they didn't engage the players. They didn't engage the people that knew what they were talking about. They only engaged the people on the side of gun control. That's my biggest concern, is if you're going to pass a bill, if you're going to walk that walk, then you need to engage all parties that are involved in it so you can understand it.
Do you feel like that is often the case in Salem, regardless of the topic, that advocates for a particular position, and it could be from either side of the aisle, put something together not talking to the other side of the argument to get it crafted more effectively?
I do, and I think that's how we ended up with Measure 114 on the ballot to start with. I think that's common up here. And, you know, the practice, unfortunately, anytime you have a government that is as one-sided as Oregon's government is, those are the type of things that happen. One-party rule, no matter which party it is, one-party rule ends up, you have problems because you just do. And unfortunately, this state's been governed by one party for, gosh, at least 25 years, Kyle.
So as we wrap up, what's ahead in the next few days of particular interest for you?
Kyle, we have a full docket of bills coming up, and we are now meeting regularly, and I expect we'll probably start having House floor sessions daily, although we are kind of scheduled for daily now, but I think we'll probably end up going late into the evenings and maybe even as late as 9 o'clock at night every night. There are just a stack of bills, and I won't go into all the details because there's so many different ones, and there's some fun ones, and there's some that aren't so great. So that's what we have to look forward to right now.
All right. Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:40 at the Morning Report.